First, a little jargon. Educators refer to this new test as the PARC test. That's the acronym for the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. It's a standardized test designed by the Pearson Company that will be given to most Illinois students beginning in March. Ideally, students will take the test on computers or tablets, although an old-fashioned paper and pencil version is also available. Schools got a chance to test drive the PARC last spring, and more than half of Springfield schools participated. Sitting in a conference room with a loud heater, Ann Morris, testing and evaluation coordinator for District 186, dispelled some of the myths about the technological requirements for the PARC.
The way this works is that we have a server that downloads the content of each individual child's test before they take it. So it's sitting on a server within the district. The kids have an ID number that they log in and take the test. Every three or four test questions, that data is pushed back, saved back to the server and to Pearson. So it's not a live streaming connection. People who are saying that we need tons and tons of bandwidth really are not understanding the process. It's a process called Proctor caching. Yeah. C-A-C-H-I-N-G. Proctor caching. What they do need are good servers.
The computerized version of the test includes some nifty bells and whistles. Kids can cross out items on multiple choice sections and drag bits of text to put story elements in order. There's even an electronic prompt that teachers can send to redirect a student's attention back to the test. But at Black Hawk Elementary, nobody had to use that button, according to Sheila Boozer, who was the principal at Black Hawk last year.
I was watching them and they were 100% engaged and trying very hard. I was impressed.
Boozer is now the director of Teaching, Learning, and Technology for District 186, and she's helping Morris prepare the district for PARC. They say the practice run did reveal a few glitches with the test.
They thought they were hitting save. Instead of hitting save, they were hitting submit because they had both buttons.
They had access to a submit button that they shouldn't have had access to.
Yeah, not until the end.
Yeah. There were quite a few glitches in it that PARC has been able to fix.
As for the meat of the test, there's no way to know for sure how Springfield kids performed on last year's practice run. The PARC website cites a survey showing that about one-third of students nationwide rated the language arts portion more difficult than their usual schoolwork. About two-thirds found the math portion harder.
I went to a workshop about 3 weeks ago, and it was stated that 72% of the students who took the PARC did say that it was the hardest exam they had ever experienced because of the type of questions. So the students in my building, when I ask them, they're like, oh yeah, Ms. Boozer, this was difficult, but we can do it.
Morris says that thanks to that pilot test, Springfield educators feel confident that they have the equipment, the infrastructure, and the knowledge to help students be successful.
Well, I can say from our standpoint, we feel like we're pretty ready. We've done so much instructional preparation. We're not prepping for a test here. You know, we're instructing.
Springfield students will begin taking the PARC test in March. Results are due by the end of the school year. I'm Dusty Rhodes.